Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
I'll make you a deal.
No deals.
Come on, let's do a deal.
No, what's the deal? Let's make a deal.
Well, you and I were just talking about the things you hang on to that you're never going to use.
No. I am. Okay, so listen. Let me explain what we were talking about. So, long time ago, land far away. In fact, it was Canada. I was in Canada. And I bought my first snowboard in Canada.
Yeah.
And it's pink and glittery. And it is pretty.
How long ago was this, though? Boards had to be brand new at the time, right?
It was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, because boarding's just really caught on in the past, 15, 20 years?
So we were in Canada. Well, probably long. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I was in Canada, and it was pink, and it was sparkly. It was beautiful. It's my first snowboard, so it means something, right?
Right.
Everybody has that first thing that you get, and this is my first snowboard. So the other day, when that 1-800-GOT-JUNK came by, I was getting ready to give him my snowboard because it doesn't shred, brah, like it should because it's so old and the technology has changed. And so I started to give him my snowboard, and I was like, no. I'm going to make this into a bench, a snowboard bench. And then Sean started making fun of me saying, no, my son has like 6 snowboards, and he keeps saying he's going to make them into bench. Every person who's ever snowboarded has a snowboard. We all think we're going to make it into a bench.
But it never happened.
I'm going to make it into a bench.
I picture yours being bedazzled.
It is so pretty. It's pink and sparkly.
Yeah.
It's super pretty.
But so when the 1-800-JUNK people came,
I took it away. I wouldn't let them
take
it.
You're not going to take my board. My first.
And it's going to be a bench.
It's like my first love.
And I'm going to make it into a bench.
Sure you are, right?
I am.
Sure you are.
Sean,
right?
Is your son making his into benches?
He's making every one of them into a bench.
You know what?
Every snowboard makes a bench.
In your situation, if you've got like 10 of them, you're not making a bench. You're making pews. This is like a church.
I agree.
You know, your place is going to look like a church.
Right?
Yep.
But there's just something about it. I can't give it up because in my head, I'm going to make it into a bench.
Yeah.
I am. I don't know how. I don't know.
You're not going to. Once you make it into a bench, where are you going to put it?
I'm going to put it out on my patio or something.
Yeah.
The bench. This is my first snowboard. Sit on it. I don't know. I don't even know how to
Jamie,
make the base.
Jamie, you're not
for it.
A snowboard bench person, okay? I drove by a house the other day.
Uh-huh.
And this just came to mind because of what you're saying.
Yeah.
People who take those lift chairs.
I love it.
Oh,
I love
that's
those.
Cool.
That is so cool.
Guys, that is the...
I love it. I love the lift chairs.
I won't say it.
The swings, I love it.
It looks gaudy.
No, it doesn't. It looks awesome.
Dumb.
It looks Colorado.
It looks dumb.
I don't know the way that they put it up there.
It was a swing on a front porch.
Awesome.
And it was a lift chair. And I'm thinking to myself...
That's so great.
It looks out of place. It looks out of place.
It's awesome.
And that's the way your board bench is going to look in your
sparkly
plush
pink
establishment that you live in.
Yeah.
It's going to look really hideous.
No, it's, and I can't believe you don't love those.
Can't stand them.
Oh my God, that's my dream to have one on the front porch.
If you've got one, okay. If you've got a perfect
situation. God bless you. And I think that that's amazing.
If you are in a rural area,
rural,
you live in kind of a log cabin-ish type place, and then everything fits okay. But in one of those model homes in Highlands Ranch, it doesn't fit.
Yes, it does. You know why? Because it changes up the cookie cutter. That way you're not just a cookie cutter. Now you're a cookie cutter with a lift chair.
It's an eyesore.
Okay. Okay, Mister.
In a new neighborhood like that, it doesn't fit.
You saw the wrong one. Somebody put wrong. Yeah, because it looks amazing. Amazing.
This is Christine. Hey, Christine.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
So, I love them. My brother-in-law makes a ton of benches out of skis. Snowboards, anything you can think of. He made a swing out of some water skis. It's amazing.
It's called repurposing.
Really?
It's
really
a new
comfortable,
thing.
Actually.
It's a new thing. It's called repurposing.
And it looks like $1 million.
Well, I wouldn't go that way.
Look.
Hey, they're comfortable.
All right, so do you think I can get his name and he can make my snowboard into a bench so I finally do it?
He absolutely would. Or he can turn it into a swing that you can hang from your tree.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Let's put her in a swing in a tree.
Shut up.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.